I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I discovered the Saturday Review of Literature in the early 70s, and the thing which struck me was a blurb on John Hersey's Hiroshima. Everyone able to read should read it. Of course, I had heard of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and all the justifications for the atomic bomb in 1945. John Hersey's work really opened my eyes to the horrors of nuclear weapons. The original history was updated about four decades later to show the long-term effects of the bomb. Hersey tells the story through the memoirs of six civilians who were in Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, at 8:15 a.m. when the bomb exploded. The curious thing is the completely random steps these individuals had taken, which shielded them from the direct effects of the blast. Hersey wrote, "At exactly 15 minutes past 8 in the morning on August 6, 1945, Japanese time, at the moment when the atomic bomb flashed above Hiroshima, Miss Toshiko Sasaki, a clerk in the personnel department of the East Asia Tin Works, had just sat down at her place in the plant office and was turning her head to speak to the girl at the next desk. At that same moment, Dr. Masakazu Fujii was settling down to read the Osaka Asahi on the porch of his private hospital. Mrs. Hatsuo Nakamura, a tailor's widow, stood by the window of her kitchen, watching a neighbor tearing down his house because it lay in the path of an air raid defense fire lane. Father Wilhelm Kleinsorge, a German priest of the Society of Jesus, reclined in his underwear on a cot on the top floor of his order's three-story mission house. Dr. Terafumi Sasaki, a young member of the surgical staff of the city's large modern Red Cross hospital, walked along one of the hospital corridors with a blood specimen, and the Reverend Mr. Kiyoshi Tanimoto, pastor of the Hiroshima Methodist Church, paused at the door of a rich man's house in Koi, the city's western suburb, and prepared to unload a handcart full of things he had evacuated from the town in fear of the massive B-29 bomber raid which everyone expected Hiroshima to suffer. These six individuals lived to describe the aftermath of the explosion. At first, they all thought a bomb had hit close to their locations, but when they emerged from the wreckage, the amount of destruction was beyond imagination. As time passed, those who had lived through the terror did not want to refer to themselves as survivors in fear of causing some slight insult to the victims. As long-term effects of the explosion began to surface, the full extent of the horrors emerged. Yet today, we live on the brink of nuclear annihilation. Nations struggle to build nuclear weapons. Some call for using these weapons to further religious, political, or economic interests. As is the case in so many examples of war, some have forgotten the lessons of history. The Saturday Review was correct. Everyone able to read John Hersey's book should read it. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read more at rabbitreaderblog.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.